double portion. I don't know what's gonna happen to this, but come back here if you've done this. We're gonna have a blowout Sunday and a blowout Christmas. Because if you want God to move, you really have to sacrifice. You know, you can't wait till you get to church and sacrifice. You have to be in a sacrifice through the week. Every day. Okay, now, I don't want to know what you got in your mind, but you get at the Lord and you come to him and say, Lord, I want you to move. Here it is. This thing I've been, here it is. I'm going to do this for 14 days if it kills me. And I hope it does. I hope it does. Because I want you to think of some little stuff you know you can do anyway. This is going to be something you've been trying to do and can't do. Is that okay? And I want to, at this time, y'all join here. I'm praying for everybody in the church. Somebody's trying to take over everybody. People getting this cough and in their throat and in their head and all this kind of stuff. And hallelujah. I want you to know, Jackie, thank you for your testimony. I want to tell you this. Gifts come from God. Say that. It's not the person. It's just God gives gifts through the Holy Spirit. And I know, like me, like you, we've been praying for the Lord to stir up our gifts. And the Lord, for the last couple of days, a couple of months, God's been showing me he has given me the gift of healing. Now, I've always do some kind of way, Tawana, but, you know, people have to say, Pastor got the gift of healing. Pastor knows she got the gift of healing now. And Pastor know if I lay my hands on you, you're going to get well. It ain't me, it's God. Come on, Satan, come on now. We done grown up to the place where we should know some of these things. Come on. It's not you, it's Jesus. It's Jesus, amen. Some people sometimes come, I know we was in the church, Tawana can verify this. Now I'm not knowing, I know that God do something with me some kind of way here. We was in church, Al came in, his back was crooked. Am I telling it right? His back was. And the Holy Spirit told me, sit him down in the chair and command his bone to grow. One lady was shorter, right, Al? Am I telling it right? Come on now. I just did what he told me. Here's another thing. Do what he tell you. It ain't you. So you think it's you. But it ain't you. It's Jesus. Al's foot grew in front of my eyes. He said, whoop. I said, oh, my Lord. And then he said, now, Pastor supposed to tell me to get up now. But he said, I'm getting up. He got up and went and started praising God and prayed. Is that right, Tawana? Am I telling the truth? Not because no greatness of the old man, but it's Jesus. He gives the gifts through the Holy Spirit. And what we would like to do is now let you, whatever your gift is, stir it up and use it. Where is Brittany? Come here, Brittany. This said the Lord. You don't know this when my mantle dropped on you, remember? And you was afraid. But God has given you to bring the saints into praise. He's giving it to you. It don't take you nothing because, you know why? Because God gave it to you. See, anything God gives you, it don't take you nothing to do it. You get up and, just twinkle a little star. You know, just say, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. From this day forward, now don't y'all be looking at her now. But when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, go at it. Don't look at me. Don't look at Al. Go with it. Because God has called you to be a leader of praise. He's raising you up to be a leader of praise. And you're going to be a catalyst to cause this church to go and praise. Because we're old enough now to be not talking about what he called him for. We're going to follow you. We're old enough to follow you. We're old enough to follow you. We're going to follow you in praise. And we're not going to be looking to you. We're looking to Jesus. Because it's not, it may be sometimes, you know, don't be trained. No. You old enough to go, he wouldn't have told you this. Like, I've seen this before. He wouldn't have told you that. You go, and you this, well, I don't know what else, but during this time, you tell God, you say, I'm ready. I'll do it. I'll do what you say. Praise the Lord. Now go and hold her hand back there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm thanking the Lord for Dee Dee. Y'all know I want to, you know, we need to do something with these kids. We need to do this. And I don't want to do nothing but just preach. And Dee Dee caught the vision. And the children stood up and said they loved the Sunday school class. Because it was God. Elle told me, I'm telling y'all everything. Y'all don't even know everything. Elle told me, say, Pastor, some things God ain't going to let you do. That's right. It's the body of Christ. And we appreciate Deborah for getting the kids in and for the children helping them. And I just believe, and I'm seeing people step out. Leslie, you stepped out. Man, you talk so you know what to do. Amen. I do believe in people being good at what they do. Praise the Lord. But I believe, but you know, when you start, Jackie, come here. Y'all, we ain't going to be, where's Jackie? I believe all y'all punch your hand this way. You, Jackie, I'm going to pray for your hands. I'm going to anoint your hands. I cop is over. It was a brother, Andrea Crouch. He didn't know nothing about music. Nothing. He never took nothing. But he wrote some of the greatest songs. God is God. I say God is God. And because you have believed that God is God, and because you obeyed him and went to that piano when we said, let us go sit down. You went, and because of that, may the Holy Ghost anoint your hands, your mind, your heart, and all of a sudden the music shall come up, and you shall practice. And when you practice, you're going to be surprised at what he's going to put in you. It's still going to be a miracle, but you got to practice. You got to practice. Amen. But now, if something's going to happen to you, something different going to happen to you. Praise the Lord. You feel it? You know it? Yes. Amen. Amen. You may not never touch the piano key. Hallelujah. But people going to think you've been playing all your life. And be patient. That's one of the things that's in Second. You can't. You will. I'm going to see it with my eyes. I'm going to see you playing with my eyes. So it won't be long. Don't say, well, no, practice. Get the little notes we write down, and you take them out. And now you obeyed. Now you obeyed. And I've not these hands. Come on, sister, you lay your hands on her too. Come on, Al. All the ministers, come on. Pray, and we're going to lay my, you're going to play this thing. You're going to play this thing. Thank you, Lord. We're going to play this thing. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. And watch how she going to do with the drums. She said she don't know how she got up there. She said she don't remember how she got up there. She just went. And because you went, we're going to anoint your hands. You're going to play them drums for the church. You're going to play. You're going to play. And you're going to play skillfully. Because the Bible said 33:3 of Psalms, play skillfully. I want you to play skillfully. You know why? Because it says it. So you know me talk. We talked. Okay. All right. In Jesus' name. You got to pray. Don't think now God going to drop some. You got to practice. And when you practice, then you drop. You got to be doing something. You know. Praise the Lord. Join hands. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray that this illness, this sore throat and all this stuff that's trying to come up on the people, you did it once, and I'm praying that you would do it again. That you would touch these people that's in this building. Everyone that believes, because you said, if we believe, all things are possible. All things are possible to those that believe. So, Lord, touch them in Jesus' name. Keep away all this stuff and let them learn how to take care of their bodies. Let them know that we got bodies and we save, but we got to take care of our bodies. Amen. I pray that it will be kept from them. in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now, listen. Y'all got to take care of yourself. Can't drink a case of soda now. I love soda, too. I really like ginger ale. Vernus ginger ale. It's expensive, but I like it. So I have to kind of, you know, praise the Lord. I have to just drink. I try not to drink too much if I really like it. They made it in Michigan. It's really good. And so I'm expecting now for you to believe God. 14 days. Let me hear it now. Yeah, we going to give up. Whatever. Y'all can do that. Turn around and tell somebody I'm ready to do it. I'm ready to do this thing. Yeah, I'm ready. You know, I see a place where there's no more scuffling in the Word of God. I see a life that is just the way it is. I see that place. I see a place where there's no more fear of death. I see that place. I do. In God's people. He's going to bring them to that. Praise the Lord. I want to first go to 2 Chronicles, and then I'm going to go over in Peter, 2 Peter. But I want to go to 2 Chronicles first. Father, we thank you for what you have done, how you have anointed these children, and how you have anointed the church. And we're going to do fine, Lord. And it's going to be fine because you said it. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Father, anoint this servant to preach your word and to give the people what they need. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know, God will give you just what you ask for. I'm going to show you something. This is the story of Solomon. It begins in the book of Solomon. But I'm going to try to, you go home and read it all. But I can't read it all. Okay, in number 7, number 6. And Solomon went up there, Thither, to the brazen altar before the Lord, which was at the tabernacle of the congregation, and offered 1,000 burnt offerings upon it. Now, that's what they did in those days, like Brother was bringing forth this morning. He offered literally 1,000 burnt offerings. You're going to offer these next 14 days what our generation can offer. We don't burn lambs and all this kind of stuff no more. But God would take an offering if it's done from your heart. And that night did God appear unto Solomon and said unto him, listen to this, ask what I shall give thee. So you got to ask God. He'll give you what you ask. And Solomon said unto God, thou hast showed great mercy unto David my father and hast made me to reign in his stead. Now, O Lord God, let thy promise unto David, my father, be established, for thou hast made me king over people like the dust of the earth in multitude. I mean, this is a lot of folks I got to go over. A lot of people. Give me now wisdom and knowledge. What did he ask for? He said, give me wisdom and knowledge that I may go out and come in before this people. But who can judge this thy people that is so great? God said to Solomon, because this was in thy heart, what you asking God, ask that it be in your heart. You want to ask God from your heart. Everybody here that's going to do this 14-day thing, just let it be from your heart. If you're just doing something because the church say do it, it ain't going to work. But if you truly been in this church, jumping up down, you want to go and blah, 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 then you're going to be asking from your heart. Lord, please help me with this. He will. He said, because it was in your heart and thou hast not asked riches, wealth, or honor, nor the life of thy enemies, neither yet hast thou asked long life, but have asked wisdom and knowledge for thyself, that thou mayest judge my people over whom I have made thee king. I had to make God feel good. Yes, but you didn't ask like other kings. You didn't ask that you have the biggest or nothing. But I'm going to tell you, when God touched Solomon, y'all know the word. God said, wisdom and knowledge is granted unto you. And I will give you riches and wealth and honor such as none of the kings have had that have been before you. My goodness. Neither shall there be any any after thee the like. Solomon was so rich, it was just pitiful. It was so rich. He was so rich. Then Solomon came from his journey to the high place that was at Gibeon to Jerusalem, from before the tabernacle of the congregation, and reigned over Israel. Now, you know, this is the Old Testament. Say Old Testament. They did not have what God has given us. Not to stay. The Holy Ghost came to give them wisdom, and he did not stay upon them. But the Bible said, you shall have power after the Holy Ghost come upon you. But we are baptized in the Holy Ghost. You ever see something go down? You know, we go in the water, go vroop, baptize me to cover. It means to cover. It gets in you. This church that God is raising up has the baptism in them. Hallelujah. So I'm sitting here and I'm worried. I'm looking at the things and I'm saying, Lord, I said, you know, I don't know why I just woke up. I don't know. Maybe I'm waking up. I hope so, Mark. And I said, Lord, we used to have services for being filled with the Holy Ghost. I didn't like what they did. I didn't. So that's why I never done it. We had service where people bump on people and tell them to speak in tongues and this kind of thing. And I didn't want that to happen. But your pastor praying, we need to have something. You all know better than that. I'm hoping. You know, like citizens might take you in the back room and say, da 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 da, open your mouth and do you this, da, da, Jesus, 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 you know, all this kind of foolishness. We have missed God. You don't have the Holy Ghost. He promised who obey him. The Holy Ghost is promised to obedient people. Everybody can't come and get the Holy Ghost. That's not in the scripture. He said, if you obey me, I will fill you with power. Amen. So this church is going to be filled with power. This church is going to have the power, the true power of the Holy Ghost. And those that are sitting here that have spoken tongues and have power, they're going back and say, Lord, give me something. Give me some more. Renew me, Lord. Remove me. How to make my vessel new so the wine can go in it. Make, you know, sometimes, you put new wine in old bottles, it will not stay. Thank you, Brother Mark, for praying for me. I want to go over to second, praise the Lord, second John. I have to do these things. You know, I said, Lord, I'm going to do what I can do. The devil is alive. Second John. Oh my gosh. Was that Second John? No, it was the Second Peter. No. It's Second John. You got it? I thought I had it. Second John around the fifth verse started. 2 John 1 and 5. You got it? Okay, 2 John 1. Mm-hmm. 1 and 5. Let me try again. 1 and 5. 2 John. I got 1 John. This ain't looking. Y'all see me now, but y'all just wait. Yeah, I'm messing around now, but you just wait. Just wait. 2 John 1 and 5. No, that's not it. 2 Peter, maybe. Look at 2 Peter. This is my old, this is another Bible I had. It's big so I can see the letters. 1 and 5. There you go. I'm sorry, Peter. I didn't want to make you John. I just didn't see you. 2 Peter 1 and 5. And besides all this, thank you, Lord. Besides all this, he said, if you told him up here, you read that. Given all diligence, I started on this last week, add to your faith virtue and to virtue knowledge. To knowledge, temperance. To temperance, patience. To patience, godliness. To godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. But these, I want you to get this now. I want you can strive for 20 years, but you don't get this. He said, if these things be in you and abound in you, then y'all getting this. You see, this is important. They make you that you be neither be barren nor unfruitful. in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, but he that lack these things, he blind, cannot see afar off, have forgotten that he was purged from his old sin. If any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. You can't do what your flesh telling you cannot do. Because you are new. You're not the same old person. And there's another scripture say, reckon yourself dead. It's like, I'm dead. I can do this thing. I was talking to somebody. I heard Jack said, I can do this thing. I can do this thing. You can do it. Nobody said it, you know, that your flesh, it's a strive to enter into. Children of God, this is not a plaything. Praise the Lord. This is a battle. You're on the battlefield now. You know, we say, I'm on the battlefield. You are really on the battlefield. And you better stay in the foxhole, praise the Lord, hallelujah, and get some kind of instruction for the devil to shoot your head off. But I'm going to tell you, when you come out of there, you better be ready to fire and know where you're firing at. He said, add to knowledge, and I got stuck in temperance, y'all. Self-control. I got stuck there. He said, and I said, Lord, you gave Solomon wisdom, and you gave him knowledge, but he didn't have no temperance. He had no self-control over his flesh. To have 1,000 wives, come on. He didn't have, nobody else had 1,000 wives. You know, he said it in Ecclesiastes, I did whatever I felt. You know, and I saw it was all vanity. Didn't he say it? He says, vanity of vanity, said the preacher. Praise the Lord. But this generation can be what God wants us to be if we try. But listen, oh God, I love these soldiers, but I said, Lord, I had to get this thing up. That's it. I may have to give up daddy. Yeah, no, I like ginger. Dad, I may have to give up ginger. Told me. And some other things. But I'm going to give up something that's really hard. You know, it came to me. Oh, the love of Jesus. He's so wonderful. He said, if you let, listen there. He said, listen to this. He said, wherefore the brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. It's no need to have a calling on your life and all this mess is in it. Make your calling sure. If you are working on this, getting yourself together, then you can be sure that your calling and election is sure. For if you do these things, listen, you shall never fall. You're not going to, is that what the Bible says? If you do these things, you should never fall. So you ain't got to worry about falling. If you putting on temperance, if you putting on patience, you putting on godliness, and you putting on brotherly kindness and loving folk, you ain't got to worry about falling. Because that's what it's saying. We've been studying about the kingdom. But number 11 cropped it. For so an interest shall be ministered unto you abundantly. You know, God just don't do things halfway. He going to give you all the kingdom you want. We've been studying about the kingdom now. For his kingdom to come in earth. For he said, for an interest shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I just had to say, well, Lord, here it is. Praise the Lord. Solomon did not have temperance. Solomon did not have, I guess he might not have too much patience either. No, godliness not according to what we think godliness is. And Solomon died, and you get the one, and then you're going to see him again. It don't say, you know, a lot about Solomon like it did King David building the Solomon. Solomon is, you scratch your head. Now, I hope I see him. I do. I want to meet Solomon. Praise the Lord. But he said, if you do these things, you shall never fall. And his son came after him, and his son wasn't saved, Rehoboam. Is that right? Rehoboam was his son. And he came in and did worse than his daddy did. You know, he worked. By the way, if you read it close, Solomon was taxing people to go in. These poor people was building Solomon's all this he wanted to build for all these women he had. Because if you was under Solomon, hey, if he never saw you, you lived in a palace. He built things for his women. He built a house for himself. He built God's house. Now think about it. This man had, ain't nobody having the money. I don't believe zillions. This man had money. This man had gold and silver. And then people would, when they come to see him, they'd bring him stuff. I mean, he had stuff. He had God's authority and blessing on his life. God loved Solomon. Hallelujah. He loved him. Just like he loves you. Sister, I was sitting there. We was having Sunday school today. I was sitting here. And I heard somebody say, I don't have to do that. Say, so-and-so on TV, she don't do that. And she gets, you know, the Lord blessing them. Children of God, it's a trick of the devil. There was a scripture that I read. The Lord said, I'm tired of having to go along with your sin. I'm tired of bearing you, hallelujah, because you carry my name. I'm tired of it. I don't want God to tell me, I'm tired of this now. I'm tired of, you know, I done chose you to do this. I'm letting you do it because once you do it, you know, once you get something from God, he don't take it back. Come on now. The gifts are not, hallelujah. Once you learn how to use a gift, I've seen devils use gifts. God showed me many things since I've been up on this earth. So just because you use the gift, that don't mean you right with God. If you out use the gift and you out doing your thing, you're not with God. You're not pleasing to the Lord. So I said, Lord, I'm sitting here while we're talking in Sunday school. I said, Lord, you're so good to us. I said, Lord, help us to shape up to your word. We don't want you to just be doing because we are called by your name. See, America called by, somebody say, I'm going to tell you, America is called by God's name. One nation under God. Read your Bible. When the people from the top begin to sin, the nation went down. It was some people in there that he kept. But when he say one nation and these people that call by his name, we are called by his name. America is called by the name of God. Who doing this? Don't want this out. Want that out. America. I don't care how good we live, we're going to be taken care of. But America going to suffer. Look at Israel. When they kings act the fool, who suffered? The people suffered. Look at when David acted nut and thank you, Jesus, and numbered the people. He wasn't supposed to do that. There were people that was trying to keep it and living right. But they all suffered and started dying off and plagues and all this. So David had to go and repent. Come on here. We need leaders that will serve the Lord. We need leaders that will tell me, well, we got to serve the people. He didn't put you up there to serve the people. He put you to serve the Lord. We're supposed to keep what God told us to keep. And the leader is the beginning of that. And if the church is down, it's because the leader's been down. Because that's who keep us up. Our foreparents. Thank you, Jesus. They the one who kept us. Like we said, we do because, so we find it necessary, sister, now to really dig. Because we see where they did their best. But they did not know the things that God is telling us now. I ain't never heard this preach. Nobody never told me that I had to do this and that I wouldn't fall. You know what I mean? Nobody made it simple to me. Nobody never told me, look, if you look in Philippians 4 and think what God tell you to think, you'll be doing pretty good. Whatsoever things are pure and whatsoever things are honest and whatsoever things are lovely and pure, and you think on these things. Nobody never told me that. They just preached that I could get a car and I could get a house and God would bless me and praise and bless my children, which is good. And so we've been blessed, but we've been blessed, but we still been doing our own thing. Am I telling the truth? We've been blessed. We are blessed country. We are blessed. Look at your life. You blessed. You blessed. People putting $100 in your hand. You're blessed. But when you go home, are you going to say, now, Lord, what can I do to please you today? But you ain't going to know till you look in there and see. We don't study. Come on now. Study the word and get in there and say, Lord, what you want me to do? How can I live this life? And so we've been coming to church, having good song services, doing this and that, and we read back off the song we ain't supposed to be doing. Saints are places they should never go. David said, I will set no evil before my eyes. But we'll look at things that we know we shouldn't look at. Come on, children. We're doing things. This 14 days, pastor going to start for, I'm searching me. I ain't going to worry about what you're doing. And I'm going to have me a ball up in that pulpit. Because I'm searching me. And I'm not, you know, I love you. And I want to see you overcome. But I can't overcome for you. You're supposed to have something in to help you to overcome. I'm going to tell the truth, Mark. Children of God, a few people in this place, more than a few, they're going to look and say, I'm going to follow God. I'm getting back and going back to Bethel. I don't care what they say. I don't say they what they say I can do and get away. Flesh is horrible. Flesh is enmity against God. Flesh do not want to obey God. Flesh is the one that pulled the apple off the tree. It wasn't no apple, but a piece of fruit. Flesh did that. Amen. And they was with God every day. The voice of God came down in that. Is that what it says? They came down. He came down among them. What Jesus did is restore Eden back to us. We can now, if we accept what he has done at Calvary, and it's lights everywhere. I'm going to go, I love the lights. They're pretty. Praise them. But people got lights and don't know a thing about the light of the world. They just got lights burning. They paying that company all this money and don't know a thing about what they're doing. They'll be in the bar tomorrow. Or they be going back to the old sins. Temperance. Yes, we have to help us. And we got to try and we have to cry. We got to try and we have to cry. I want to do this, Lord, I do. Temperance is self-control. Control yourself. That's what, I didn't look up temperance like I did in Peter, these other things. Knowledge. And I thought how good he is. See, I know that the Holy Ghost wrote this book because the way it's lined it up, like you were saying about, you know, in Genesis, I know it's wrote by the Holy Spirit. Man couldn't think to line up stuff like this. He couldn't think that. Hell, because he said, giving out the, he said, add to your faith virtue. And we studied about virtue last week. And but Gwen mentioned one of the words, you know, having what you said integrity. And that's all in virtue. Then when you get out of that, he say, and add some knowledge to it. Now, why you got to know knowledge? Because you got to know knowledge, and temperance come next. You got enough knowledge in you now to know that my temperance is going to get me further in Christ. You understand what I'm saying? So he landed up where it just fitted right in there. Then when you get temperance, he said, get patience. Yeah. And then patience, godliness. Notice where godliness is. Because you add all that is, now you're coming. Because you done added all that. Praise, you're on your way now. Godliness. Then he said to God, I thought about that. He said, and to God, brotherly kindness. Now he could have put brotherly kindness up, but he didn't. See, you gotta love God before you love your brother. You gotta love God first. You can pretend like you love your brother, but I mean really love your brother. Come on now. You're going to have this other stuff up in here. Then he said, then add charity, which is, you know, godly charity, love. Amen. Oh, help us, God. I want to pray now, Lord, you help us. Because if these things be in us, God, we will not be barren or unfruitful. And a lot of us worry about our trees being no fruit on them. Lord, help us. And it take each of us to examine ourselves. Lord, we're going back home and we ain't examining nobody in this church. We're not going to examine nobody outside of the church. We ain't going to examine none of our friends and neighbors. We're examining us. Turn the light of heaven on our souls and let us know what we are doing that's displeasing to you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Anybody pray that prayer? You know, so listen, it's no need of now jumping up and down now. Listen, December 17th, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm not a prophet. But I feel like all hell going to break loose. The electors are going to vote December 17th. I don't know. I haven't heard no prophet say so. But I mean, I got eyes and I got ears. Things are going on in our country. I hear the saints, they're more worried about the country. They're more worried about what's going to happen than they are trying to get to God. Worry about whether you can do this temperance thing. You can control yourself on this stuff you've been doing. Worry about that, Lord. Let me get right. You know, we don't want to just do things, you know, because God's so good. And, you know, he just good anyway. You could just be, you know, messing up. He's still good. Come on. He good to you no matter what. And it kind of frightens me because that him being good to you is really not the thermometer of knowing how you stand. Watch it now. See, he good to you. Pray, he good to the sinner. He said, I rain on the just and the unjust. He rain on, he'll give somebody else that ain't even save $100. You better be careful. Praise the Lord. We gotta be careful now about our souls. Be careful about your soul. Ain't that right? Be careful about your soul. Having trouble with that one on the job? Get it right. You know, get it right. Be a Christian in this whole thing. Learn to be a Christian in anything you fool with. Is that true? Praise the Lord. And then God will, you ain't got to worry about saying, putting up there, I've said this many, many times, I'm a Christian. Honk if you hear Jesus. Come on here. You have to do none of that. People will walk up you, in the, I'm telling you, walk up and say, you different. You different. Because it'll shine through you. Because you ain't like the world. Amen. I go along with that now. Hallelujah, Jesus. I bet people walk up to Sister Gerda and tell her, say, you know, you're just so sweet and kindness. I can see kindness in you. There was a lady in here that came to the thing, and I could see that she loved flowers. And she said, I said, you love plants? She said, yes, I do. And she went, well, you know, that's just the way she looked at me. She just looked like she just loved flowers. She loved living things. You know, it shows in you, my love. It shows. You ain't got to run your mouth all the time. It shows up. Like you said, this brother looking after you. He coming to look for you. God is calling us now, children of God. God has many promises that he had promised us in this church, even in this church. He wants to do what he say. Nothing stops God's promises but us. Is that right? Nothing stops them. He promised Israel things they still ain't got. Nothing stops God from giving you what he say but us. We all going to try and strive and get something hard. Don't pick up nothing that you know you can do anyway. Get a hard one. Get a hard one. I mean something really hard. Amen. Like I said, I'm going to give a breakfast. I said, oh, I can give a breakfast anyway, so I ain't choosing that. Because, I mean, breakfast, I can give it up anyhow. You know, because me and Jack, we can do that. No, I got to do something higher than that, Lord. I know what mine is. I don't know about you. I know what mine is. You know what yours is? Let me see y'all to know what yours is. Come on. You know what yours is? Okay. just try to do the hardest one. Do the hardest one first, Dale. Do the hardest one. Stand on your feet, children. You're going to read, what is that, Peter? 2 Peter 1, 5 through 11. I want you to read it prayerfully. And if you have to go up and look on the line to what they mean. It meant more to me than ever. I've read the Bible since I was 14. But look like when I picked that up this time, sister, it just bam. It just means, Lord, help me to be temperate in all things. Help me, Lord. Amen. Give me godliness in my life. Give me the things that I'm supposed to have to be a Christian. And I saw my auntie. She was 90, 103. She touched my life. I to tell you this, I didn't really know her, but she touched my life. When we came to her house, you know, people say, hey, how you doing? She started in Matthew. She didn't even say hi. She didn't even say hi. Her face was shining. Little bitty lady. Little bitty hair on her head. Her face was just lit up. And she quoted all of Matthew. And so-and-so begat Jesus, who is called the Christ. And my auntie said, I was a good girl. She didn't say nothing. She didn't say nothing to nobody. She didn't. And she just looked at us and put her hands on us. We went home, and the next week they called her. She said, her daughter looked older than her. You know, she was 90-something, so her daughter's 60s, 70s, you know. And her daughter, they looked at their mother with such love. And she said, don't fix no dinner for me tonight. I'm going home with the Lord. Boy, I want to go like that. And she left the next morning. She's laying down, this is sweet, gone. that's the way you want to go. That's the way you want to go. Because you are coming to the place that you're looking for a land. So you ain't got to be 70 and 80 years old to start looking for a land. No, no, no. You're looking now. Abraham wasn't, you know, he started looking then. He didn't understand what he was doing, but he looked. And he went through a lot because he didn't obey God. When God told him to move, he takes other folks with him. You can't take these other folks that's going to keep you away. Can't take them with you. Father, in Jesus' name, I know I didn't preach long, Lord, but I just pray that we will know that you will bless us just like you blessed Solomon. If you say something, you don't look ahead and say, well, Solomon going to mess up. You saw his, oh, you're so good. And that frightens me too, Lord, because I want to be what I am to the end. And I wanted you to see me at that time and do something. And then I mess up at the end. That frightens me, sister. Because God ain't say, well, you know, up the road, you're going to mess up. I ain't going to do this for you. But he said, because it was in your heart then. It was in your heart. It's in your heart. Oh, it's in your heart. What's in your heart? He going to bless you right where you are. But you got to stay with the God. Don't let the devil fool you now. Don't let them, because he going to give you all this stuff now. Don't let the devil fool you with stuff. I said, don't let the devil fool you with stuff. Yeah, God came to me, and you know, y'all got your house, and oh, bless the Lord. And now the Lord going to really bless you, child. People going to give y'all things that y'all never thought you'd have in your house because God loves you. Praise God, this child is worth. You know what, child? Alice, you ain't got to worry about nothing you ain't got because you're going to have it. And you're going to have it and over. You know why? Because y'all love the Lord. Now, wait a minute now. You love the Lord, and all of a sudden you get caught up in that. Oh, I needed so-and-so. The Lord gave me thus and thus and thus and thus. Praise the Lord. And you get caught up in it. Who understanding what I'm saying? But he's the one. He's the one. You know what I'm talking about. He's the one. And if you ain't never got nothing, he's still the one. And you got a mansion promised to you. I said, you got a mansion promised to you. Hallelujah. I don't know what it's going to look like, but I know if he put his hands on it, it's going to be something else. I can't imagine. Let our pressing and wanting be toward the Lord. Lord, I want more of you. Lord, I want more of you. And then you look up, you have a house like Jackie's. And all the stuff. He don't mind you having stuff. You know what I tell the Lord? A lot of times, let me tell you now. I don't think he mad me because he got gold streets. Come on now. And he got, and all the foundations is made out of precious jewels that you don't even, I can't even pronounce them. Let alone talking about know what they are. Diamonds and rubies and stuff and chatelotto and all these names I don't know. Precious things. God is a good God. And when he give you something, he don't just give you some old toe down. He give you his best. Ain't that right? He give you his best. I say he give you his best. He give you his best. And so you get caught up with that. But don't lose the sight of be obedience. That's what I'm trying to say. No matter how you get blessed, don't lose the sight of loving and being obedient. Don't get so caught up. You know, well, I should have prayed. Pastor, we're going to do well. I'm just young. I'm going to pray 15 minutes. And then you, I've got to cook them cookies for so-and-so. You hear Daddy? I don't want Daddy to get talking about that. And I've got to cook that. I got to do this. You understand what I'm saying? And I got to tell you this. I'm not going to stay here forever. Heaven getting nearer and sweeter all the time. Seems like lately it's always on my mind. One day I'm going to leave this world behind. Because heaven is getting sweeter all the time. God, I pray and I thank you for this work. I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, he said to me again today, Lord, and I will obey you. And I just want to thank you, Father, for those you raising up, Dee Dee and Leslie and Lindsay, raising them up to serve you, God. Oh, we don't want to get in the way of these people you raising up. Oh, God, hallelujah. Help us to pray for these children. Pray for them that you would raise them up in the body like you said, Lord. Get ministers and teachers and all that you got to have, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you for the word because your word is always good. We thank you. Yes, Lord, there are people going to be blessed because that's the way it goes. You're just a good God. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, as we go back home, Lord, we got to go over this now. We got to go over this thing and look at it and be honest with ourselves. Be honest, because in love you have drawn us, in love and kindness. We thank you for it. So bless us today again to go back home and to get this thing for the next 2 weeks. Starting tomorrow, we ask it in Jesus' name. God bless all of you. I've delivered my soul. Thank you. Praise the Lord.